The Holy Ghost is here, ready to fill our soul. Are you ready for the filling? Are you ready for the anointing? Are you ready for the healing? Ay, my God, my God, my God.
Fill me, Jesus, fill me now. Fill me with your Holy Ghost.
Satan wants to conquer me. But I'm going to just deal with it, so it's okay. You know what? I've been thinking, Jesus, help me this morning. Help me. Lord Jesus, help me this morning. You know, this week, I've done a lot of deliverance, more than normal. And in each one, I kept having the same thought. And the thought, well, you know, I'm always thinking about permanent deliverance and the missing link. So I tried a couple things out. I want you to get a piece of paper this morning. I want to, with your permission, I want to try something. Get a piece of paper and a pen. Get a piece of paper and a pen. I have this theory, and it's just been nagging. It's been nagging me. And I know it's from the Lord, but sometimes God wants you to step out by faith. And so I believe that's what this is. But I also believe that this will help people. This can help people cut that deliverance time down. You know, it can take time for complete deliverance because it just can take time. You gotta try to clear out and clean out everything God shows you. But periodically, God will give me a step or tell me to do something I've not done before, and it works. So this morning, this is one of those mornings, and this is what I want you to do. I want you to think about a family member. It can be an uncle. It can be a grandparent. It could be a parent. But it won't be a child. It won't be one of your children, okay? It could be you. So Psalm 51 says, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness." It says, "According to the multitude of thy tender mercies," it says, "blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out, all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation. And my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Well, as I was thinking about Psalm 51, I'm always, that pencil and that paper you got. Everybody's family has some kind of notorious family member in it. I want you to write the name of that person in your family. You know, or even if they're dead, you know, like if you had somebody in your family like Jesse James or Al Capone or, you know, some kind of notorious person. Write that name down on that paper. If you had a family member that was like the family drunk or that was an alcoholic, write that person's name down. Somebody that just could not seem to get it right. Okay, you got that person's name written down. All right. If you write that person's name down, then that person falls into this category right here. I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. So it's just like God say, visiting the blessings to 1,000 generations of those that love me. All of this is dealing with familiar spirits. And so I was thinking, that was 20 and 5, and then again in Exodus 34 and 7, it says, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. It says, that will no means clear the guilty. Again, it says, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and upon the children's children, unto the third and the fourth generation. And then I thought about the curse of the bastard. If you have a child out of wedlock, then that there's a curse on that child to the tenth generation, that it will not enter into the temple of God. So there's a 400-year curse, really, on a child, an illegitimate child born out of wedlock. So now I know you've all broken those curses, the curse of the bastard, off your children that may have been born out of wedlock. But I was thinking about all these things, and I was saying, okay, Holy Spirit, how does this work? How does this fit in? Or what are you trying to show me about this? In Deuteronomy 5 and 9, it says, thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. Again, visiting the iniquity, the sins of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me. And so I kept researching this. In 1 Kings 14:22, it says, and Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins, which they had committed above all that their fathers had done. Again, in 1 Kings 15, and he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God. Talking about Solomon here. So I said, God, there's got to be a tie-in here somewhere that you're trying to show me. Over there in Nehemiah 1 and 6, Nehemiah said, I and my father's house have sinned. And it also talks about confessing the sins and the iniquities of their father. So I was really, really, I couldn't get away from this, because over there in Galatians 1, it says, who gave himself, Jesus, for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. So I said, what is it? What is it? Now, you see where you wrote the name of that family member? That one family member, you know, might be in prison. Some people go to prison for dumb mistakes, you know. But nevertheless, it's a whole bunch of demons in prison. So I said, okay, God, what is this? What you trying to show me here? And it didn't start yesterday. I've been thinking about this a lot all week. Because I believe that if you notice ahead of time, you could have saved your children a lot of misery by breaking it. And you could save yourself a lot of misery by breaking the stuff on your spouse's family line. So you could still break it. Children's children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren don't have to suffer this. You see, Galatians 5 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Again, you can be delivered. You can be made free if you want to be. And be not entangled again the second time with the yoke of bondage. So, you know what else is in Galatians 5. In Galatians 5, they have they talk about circumcision, which for us would have to be spiritual, and it's not connected with the law. But over there in Galatians 5:19 it says, the works of the flesh are manifest, which means that the works of the flesh are revealed, which also means that the flesh cannot work anything except an emotion. But it also means that the works of the flesh have to be spirit, and they have to be spiritual. Because see that name you wrote in that paper? The only way anything could transfer from that name of that person you wrote on that paper, it would have to be through a familiar spirit. It's no other way. It's just like when you break a generational curse. You can break a generational curse from now till Jesus comes. But if you do not get the spirit out that caused the curse to operate, then the curse is still working. Because what gives words life is the spirit of you. Well, it's the spirit of your breath. But I'm not talking about that at this moment. I'm talking about when a baby is born and you say, "Ooh, that baby looks just like Aunt Mary. Ooh, that baby is a spitting image of blah, blah, blah." That means that that spirit is so strong in its revealing of itself that it actually changes the facial features of, or it actually on the facial features of the strongest spirit, even when the baby is in the womb of the mom. Well, you say, how, Erica, in the world could a baby in the womb take on the spirit? It's simple. Ask Elizabeth. The Bible says that when Mary came to visit her cousin Elizabeth, that the baby leaped in the womb. And the Bible also says that John the Baptist, the baby in the womb of Elizabeth, was filled with the Holy Ghost in his mother's womb. And the evidence of that was, you read it when you get you some time, that Elizabeth started prophesying. She was filled with the Holy Ghost and started prophesying to Mary. So that tells me that a spirit can be manifest in the womb of its mother. So if a spirit can be manifest in the womb, and adultery is not tangible, and fornication is not tangible, uncleanness, unclean spirit, lasciviousness, these are all spirits. And not only are they all spirits, but they're spirits that can actually transfer in the womb. Now, I've known about babies in the womb. I got that up on the tail line, how a baby in the womb can transfer. But I never connected it until now with the works of the flesh. Because the name will fool you. It said, now the works of the flesh, but it should be, now the works of the spirit through the human spirit are manifest, which are these. So what I want to do this morning, with your permission, I'm going to see if they come out. Because if they come out, that means they've been in the inside of you from the womb. And the only one the Bible really speaks about was the curse of the bastard. But what about these curses here that are inherent from the womb? If you're gonna deal with generational spirits, if you're gonna deal with generational curses, then you need to deal with the generational spirits as well. Is this making sense to anybody but me? So what I want to do, I want to see if this theory I have is right or if this theory is not right. I want to try to go and cast these things out because they would fall under the hidden works of darkness, the hidden things of darkness. You ever see people? I have, because I watch people, because I watch spirits operating in people. You ever seen people whose mouth in their face and is frown, it's in a frown? It's a frown set in their face. And they'll be smiling and they'll still be frowning. I used to wonder why those things would happen. But I believe I got the answer right here. So, if you will, repeat after me. This is same thing I always use, Joel chapter 2. Repeat after me, Lord Jesus. Excuse me. You said in your word that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I'm calling upon you now for deliverance from any transference of familiar spirits through the womb and any spirits that operate through the works of the flesh. I'm just going to go right down this list. I would ask you to, when I start, you just cough it out. You want to know how incubus, succubus came in right here through adultery, through familiar spirits. You want to know how that whoremonger and lust demon that your daddy and your granddaddy and your great-great-great-granddaddy had right here through fornication, lasciviousness, uncleanness. You want to know why you had a propensity toward New Age? You want to know why you dabbled in witchcraft as a young kid? Here it is. Works of the flesh, witchcraft, idolatry. You want to know why you hated somebody that you really probably shouldn't have hated? Here it is, hatred. Emulations, wrath. Now remember, it wouldn't even have to come in on one side. It could have come in on either side of the family. Your daddy's side, your mama's side. And then if you like some people have more than one daddy and more than one mama, you know, like blended families, well, that would not have come in the womb, but it would have transferred as you were in the household. It would have transferred as you were around that person. Make sense? If you don't get it today, you'll get it next week. Or maybe you won't get it at all. Some people are not going to get it at all. But it would help you if you got it. Watch. Let's just start with adultery. You wonder why your husband was adulterous? Look at his daddy. Look at his granddaddy. Now, if you would have broken that off your husband who was in bondage, maybe you could have helped him or her. If you would have broken that off your wife or when you saw it raising up on your children and not just ignore it because God is trying to show you something. And here's where it came from. So you just, I really, 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 really pondered this thing. And I said, that's got to be part of the solution. Why you can't get delivered and stay free from something? If you inherited it in the womb and you don't deal with it and destroy it in every generation, it ain't going nowhere. If you got Native American blood in your bloodline, and in that Native American blood is a shaman, better yet known as a medicine man, then you inherited certain spirits with that through the works of the flesh. Now, you may not ever be a shaman or a medicine man, but I tell you what, it's going to pique your interest every time you come around it or see it. And all it does, remember what Cain said, what God said to Cain, he said, sin is waiting at the door. These are all spirits. And you've been reading it, and I've been reading it, and I never had a peace about it. I never had peace about it, because I knew it was something I was missing. And now I know. John the Baptist was in Elizabeth's womb, and he was gonna eat honey even in the womb, because that's what he was supposed to do. You don't wake up today one day to be what you're gonna be. It's in you. And it can be in you, and it can manifest from what's around you, too. So try this with me. When I say go, I want you to cough. Get you some paper towels. And let's see. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I think this one God made me dig for. Do you know how much easier it'll be to take somebody through deliverance and there's no stronghold in them, pulling on, holding on to them to keep them bound? When Jesus said, don't get entangled up, don't get in bondage again once I make you free. But if this is in your bloodline, if this has been there before you were born, before you even thought of, before you were even conceived, you were just born into it. Of course it's going to cause you difficulties and problems. Your husband, your wife, born into it. Example. Let's say you're a Mormon, and you were born into when they still had the LDS, Latter-day Saints, and they was running around here with 5 and 10 wives, you're going to have an insatiable lust demon. And that thing is either going to get satisfied or it's going to torment you. So what I want you to do, I'm just going to go right down the list, and I really need you to cough. Now, coughing doesn't do anything but dislodge. When demons are in your body, they build like a nest, like a bird's nest. And when we go in and I ask you to cough, all that does is just dislodge them so they can come out more freely. That's all. But on this one, they're going to be old. They're going to be deep, rooted. If it's any of this in you, I'm not saying it is. But I'm not saying this. You come out your mother's womb. And so did I. Meaning whatever your last name is, there were those of you before now. You ain't the first. The Bible says that you were in Abraham's loins. We all were. And as I've taught before, in your lineage is one of them 12 tribes. We'd have to really do some work to go back to find out which one. But when Nimrod went up there in that Tower of Babel, he caused all God, when he confounded their language, he caused them all to scatter. And they scattered with their witchcraft and their bad deeds and their prognosticators and the Chaldeans, the astrologers. They were all up there, the witches, trying to get to God. So when God confounded their language and caused them to scatter, that's why every tribe, every nation has its own witchcraft. I told you that before. So I need you to cough. Say, I renounce adultery, spiritual and natural. Get out of me. Go. Cough it out. Cough it out. All adultery spirits. Go. See? Told you. Go. Say, I renounce all spirits of fornication. I'm going to just pick it up now. Fornication. Go. Unclean spirits. Go, all uncleanness. Go, 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 go. Go. Lasciviousness. Go. Get out. Get out. That's why you was running around here seducing men and men seduce. Go. Lasciviousness. Idolatry. Get out. Go. Go. That's the precursor to mammon. Loving money when you love God. Now here's the big one. Witchcraft. From the womb. Witchcraft. Through familiar spirits. All the way back to the Tower of Babel. All the way back to Adam. And all the way back to BC, before Christ. Mesopotamia, Egypt. Go! Calm it out. Calm it out. All those queens, all the mythological Greek characters, go! Hatred from wars and fighting. Barbarians. Vikings, Mongolians, go! All those spirits from the species of man, humanoid, negroid, all the species of man, go! Get out. Variants, go! Emulation, the works of the flesh. Go! Get out. Wrath, resentment, anger, unnatural, unnatural. Get out. Go. Unnatural. Rooted and based on familiar spirits. Strife, which would cause generational feuding. Based on familiar spirits, go. Seditiousness, seditions based on familiar spirits, racism, elitism. Go! Come on out, you devils. You've been hiding a long time. Get out. Get out. Heresies rooted in familiar spirits. Get out now. Go! All the way out. Come on out. Get out. Come out of that body. Unnatural, supernatural envying. That would also go with family envying, sibling rivalry, all based on familiar spirits. Go! Get out. Murder. That would also encompass the military spirits. See, I know I was bound by that. Because of my dad. Go! Come on out. Come on out. Drunkenness. That would be all spirits of addiction. Addiction to anything. Sugar addiction. Salt addiction. Addiction. Nicotine. Caffeine. Go. Get out now. Go, loose that body. Come on out. Drunkenness. And party, party, party. Reveling. Get out. I break the power of every stronghold. Every generational stronghold. Every witchcraft stronghold based in the manifestation of the works of the flesh. Go right now. Get out. That could also include pain, sickness, disease. Go! That could also include mental challenges. Go! Get out. Especially from Freemasonry, any brotherhood, lodge. Get out. Now, this wouldn't be you, remember. This is your grandparents. Great, 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 great. And then it could be you as well. All the way out. All the way out. In the name of Jesus. We close that door right now. Never. To be open again. Never to come back. We close that up and we seal it with the key of David. In the name of Jesus. Now, Holy Spirit, cleanse and wash that area and fill it with your power. Feel, 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 feel. Now, I don't have a clue what happened. So could somebody come on the blog talk and tell me if you got any kind of deliverance from this? Remember, I was trying something. Nobody did, huh? Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I did receive deliverance. Excuse me. I did receive deliverance this morning.
Okay. Okay.
The Holy Spirit showed me.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Oh, I was just going to say, the Holy Spirit showed me certain times in my own life and some things about my family as I was going through deliverance that I was being released from.
Praise God. Okay, praise remember, God, yes. Remember, I don't know, I'm just trying something that has been puzzling me. And so I know God's going to open it up even more because I don't want anything holding anybody back. You can be made completely free, and I know it. I know it. And it's going to happen. Hold on one second. Hello. 0159, your mic is open.
Hello, good morning. Can you hear me?
0159.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello, good morning.
Yeah, can you talk?
Yes. Yes, I really just had a major deliverance.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm just operating on a few hours sleep, and I barely made it up. I thank you, Jesus. And when you started talking, Dr. Erica, about the about getting free of all the familiar spirits from our generational curses, I went ahead and I started to cough, and to my astonishment, I started to throw up.
Praise God.
Really more so than I think I ever have in a deliverance. And what was really interesting, praise the living God, was that it was like a bitter taste throw up. It was a weird throw up.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I praise the living God. It came out. Oh, I'm so thankful.
Praise God.
So, yes, it may have been an experiment, but the Lord was with you with it, and I praise God. I just praise the living God. I just thank him. I just thank him so much.
Thank you for letting me know. There's some others on here. They might not want to talk about it, but you know what? You overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. And this is the way I get everything. And I just go ahead and do it. And then God gives me more. This came as a result of the deliverance that I took the people through this week. And I knew it was deep. It was deep, and I had to go deep to get it. But praise God, I trust God so much that whatever he tells me, I'm going to do it. I'm going to see. And I'm going to see the results. I'm going to see the results. And
praise God.
I don't know what to say, but thank y'all for telling the truth and letting the other people know that God is concerned about you being free for real and not having to take 20 years to get free.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's so important. So
thank
I see
you.
Thank you. Thank you for cooperating with me. I'm going to dig a little bit deeper. And my goal is for people to be, I'm gonna put this in the plan, how to work this.
Oh, praise the Lord.
How to work this. how to work it in the plan so that it's 100% effective. Now, think about this. If we would have known to go this way, a lot of time could have been avoided. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yes.
But it's okay. It's okay. God is always right. He's always right. And I'm always searching how to get you really free. Because, see, the freer you are, the more God can flow through you. And this other junk about, you know, anyway, we give God all the glory. And thank you for helping me this morning with this. And I see the fruit. I see the fruit. I see the fruit already.
Thank you so much, Dr. Erica.
You know,
thank you,
thank
Dr.
You
Erica.
So much.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
It's my pleasure. And I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm happy this morning. Tomorrow.